Begin the current Tav, Sechtes Vachem, Daf Yedal. Begin 9 lines down with the Tav of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which we described that Pesach and Chatzis are unique from all other Karbanos, that if they're done, Shalei Lishma, they're going to be possible. And that the Mishnah described, that applies to the four different Avoidis that are in every Karban, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Hailacha, and Zrika. Those four Avoidis, if he has a Machshava Shalei Lishma, it's going to be possible. However, the Mishnah quoted Rav Shimon, he said that if someone has a machshava shalei lishma kain, as he's doing the hilch, transporting the blood, bringing it from where it was received in the vessel to the mizbech to be thrown, that's not going to make it possible. And that Rav Shimon explained, because since it's not necessary, it's not integral, because one could slaughter right near the mizbech and throw it, you don't have to do halacha, therefore it's not significant enough to invalidate it if it's done with a machshava shalei lishma. On that premise, Amr B'Shim Malakash, he says, but Maidri B'Shim, Rav Shimon agrees, B'Halachas Chatois HaPenimiyos, regarding a certain type of karmachatos, known as Chatois HaPenimiyos, certain types of karmachatos, their bloods, a certain unique karbanos that are thrown inside the Mizbech HaZav, in the Heichel, by the Pereches, unlike most karbanos Chatois, that their bloods are thrown on the outer Mizbech, on the outer altar in the Hazara, where there, Shemachshava Paiselis Behu. There he would agree that the Machshava Shalei Lishma would invalidate it during the Halacha. Why? Because there, the Halacha is not possible to not be done. It is integral, because it's not appropriate to slaughter the animal in the Heichel, in the sanctuary itself. And by default, he has to slaughter in the courtyard, and then transport it into the Heichel, to the sanctuary, to put onto the corners of the inner Mizbeach, and to throw it, the blood onto by the Pereches, by the curtain. So since there it has to be done, the Halacha, there he would agree that it will be possible with Shalei Lishma by the Halacha. On this, as the Gemara, but Vamir B'Shimon, he says, Kol she'enoi, any carbon that doesn't have its gifts of its blood, a mizbeach achitz and kishlam on the outer mizbeach, on the outer altar like the carbon shlamim, which is where we learn that halacha sepigel from, which excludes the chatois and panimius, where its blood is not thrown in the outer altar, ein chayav nlav mishim pigel, there's no liability of a machshav of pigel. Now, the assumption of the Gemara right now is that the same thing would apply to a different psul machshava. Pigel is when it's having in mind to do it out of its time that it's allowed to be. That the same thing would apply to machshava of shalei lishma, that the psul of shalei lishma would also not apply to something that is done inside. So how are you saying that he would agree that by chatois ha-penimius, by the halacha, that there would be a psul of shalei lishma, when there's not even any psul by any of the avodah, just because it's the matan damim of the chatois ha-penimius are inside, not on the outer altar? So now Amar Beis Reb Chanin, he says, but maydahaya lipsul. However, Reb Shimon did agree, although he's saying that yes, if the blood's not thrown in the Adam Mizbeach, that it's not going to be pigel, which means to say to have a liability of karis of eating the meat of that carbon which had a machshava of chutzlis manoi. But he agrees that, however, if there is a machshava of chutzlis manoi, even if its blood is not thrown in the outer one, like the chatois abnimis, that it would be possible. Now, although the Gemara could have answered that we're not even talking about pigel in the first place, we're talking about a machshava of shalei lishma, which that itself is only a psul. So the Gemara could have answered, yeah, although there's no pigel, which is to get karis on eating the meat of that carbon, which was machshavah chutzis mani, is only if it's blood on the outside, mizbeach. And here we're not talking about pigel, we're talking about psul of shalei lishma. But Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanin wanted to teach that chiddush that even a machshava of chutzlis manai, Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's going to be possible even by chatois apanimius, even though the blood's not thrown in the outer one. It's just pigul that's not going to be. They get a chiv karis to eat it, but psul there is, and yeah, of course, then the same thing for sure would apply to shalei lishma, which is the halacha we're explaining in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon would agree that there would be a psul of shalei lishma even by halacha, by chatois apanimius. Because although there's no pigul by, let's say, chutzlis manai, by the machshava of chutzlis manai, by chatois abnimis, but it's going to be pasul mikal v'chaymer, which is, umash shalei lishman, if the thought of having it not for its designation, meaning for a different carbon, shehoch shu b'shlamim, we're there, if a shlamim is slaughtered shalei lishma, halacha shalei lishma, it's going to be kasher, still pasul b'chatas, it's an invalidation by chatas. So chutzlis manai, having a thought to do it out of its appropriate time, shepaisa b'shlamim, which invalidates by shlamim, ein adin sheyivsel b'chatois, isn't it a kal v'chaymer, that for sure it's going to be a psul by the carbon chatas, albeit a penimius one, but it's still going to be pasul. Now, however, but to get the punishment of karis, which is what we call as pigel, that we can't learn out from shlamim, because the kal v'chaymer is only coming from the strength of the shalei lishma of chatas. And that's what's known in halacha as dayim min adin li'is kenidin, meaning the whole way that we know that the machshava chutzlas manli will also invalidate b'chatoras habnimis is based on the kavochayma of its own shaloi lishma. Shlom is kosher over there. Chatas is pasul. For sure chutzlas manli it's pasul by shlom, and for sure it's going to be pasul, not pigul, pasul by chatas, but since only based on its principle of shaloi lishma, and shaloi lishma, there's no punishment of karis. So here it's not going to be karis, correct, because it's not by on the adam mizbech, but it will be pasul. So therefore that doesn't contradict the fact that yes, it could be a psul of shalei lishma, and even of chutzas manuk. But however, the chiddush that we wanted to bring out is that regarding the halacha, although he generally says, like in our Mishnah, that there is no psul of any machshava by the halacha, however, regarding the chatoyis apanimis, that you need to do halacha, then he'll agree that since it's integral, there will be a psul of a machshava of shalei lishma. So the Gemara continues, fine, the ashkechan chutzas manuk. So we found the source that the chatoyis apanimis will have the invalidation of chutzlis manai, albeit they won't have pigul, because again, like we said, it's only on the outer altar, and here the blood is brought inside the inner altar. But the psul, the invalidation, not of karis, but that it's going to be pasul, for having that makshava applies by chutzlis manai. But chutzlim kaimim analan. How do we know that also having it, having in mind that it should be consumed out of the place that's allowed to be consumed, that also applies to the chatoyis apanimis. In other words, because the halacha of chutzlis mekayimei is also said by shlam. And it's from there where we learn out to all different karbanas. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that doesn't learn out chatoyis apanimis from chatoyis hachitzainis, cannot learn it out from shlamim, because it's only if the blood is thrown, the adam is be'ech like shlam, and chatoyis apanimis doesn't have its blood. So how do we know that it's going to be an invalidating factor of also chutzlis mekayimei by the chatoyis apanimis? As the Gemara explains, if you would think you learned that chutzlim kaimer from chutzlis manai, we just taught how chutzlis manai is possible by chatoyis apanimis, so maybe we'll learn out what's called a mamatino, what we find by chutzlis manai, so it applies by chutzlim kaimer. And that's just the Gemara, you can't, because mal chutzlis manai shekein karis. Chutzlis manai is more severe, so maybe that's absolved by the chatoyis apanimis because there's a punishment of karis. Whereas chutzim kaimei, if someone has a mind to eat, to have it eaten out of its time, and then they actually eat from that carbon, there's no chiv of karis. And ima shalei lishma, and if you're going to think, we're going to learn it out from the same kabochem we said regarding chutzlis manai b'chatoyis apnimis, so too we're going to learn out for chutzim kaimei from shalei lishma, where shlam is kasher by shalei lishma, chatas is pasul by shalei lishma. So shlam that's pasul by chutzim kaimei, kabochemer, that it's going to be a psul by chatas apnimis, and that's what the Gemara, no, you can't. Because in this sense, shalei lishma is actually more stringent than chutzim kaimei, so it's not a kabochemer. There is an invalidating factor of even by a private bama, a private altar, which at certain times it was permitted to have bamas. There, shalei lishma is an invalidating factor because it's shina kodesh, ultimately changing the designation of the carbon, and it would invalidate it. In contrast, by chutzim kaimai, by the times of bamas, there's no invalidating factor of out of its place by bama, because you could bring the bama and have the carbon wherever you want it to be. So in a sense, there's no kavochamer, because shalei lishma is mochamer, and therefore we can't learn a kavochamer from shalei lishma. So says the Gemara, the way we know it is, shalei lishma b'may noig. Regarding what type of a carbon do you find in the validating factor of shalei lishma? The Pesach v'chatas. We said all the carbon is actually kosher shalei lishma. Only by Pesach v'chatas is a pasul. Pesach v'chatas b'bama le'karvu. There is no sacrificing of the carbon Pesach and chatas on the bama, as the Mishnah teaches later on, the Kovid Zayin Med Aleph, only things which could be brought from a neder and a dava were sacrificed on the bama. In contrast, chatas and pesach, which are not neder and nedavas, are not sacrificed in the bama, and therefore you don't have that as a chumrah that shalei lishma has over chutzim kaimai, so it could still be a kavochaimer to teach from shalei lishma to chutzim kaimai, because there's nothing more severe in chatas and pesach that shalei lishma has over the halachas of chatas and pesach, because that of bama, that, well, that is also not any more stringent than chutzim kaimai, because there is no pesach chatas by bama to say that there's a leniency of not having chutzim kaimai. Or if you want, says the Gemara, that actually we could learn that chutzim kaimai from chutzlis manai, and there's not going to be like the refutation like we said before that you can't learn them from chutzlis manai because there it's more severe that there's karas, because hekeshahu. There's actually a hekesh that the pasuk equates chutzlim kaimai to chutzlis manai, as the Gemara brings in the second paragraph of Chof Chesem and Aleph from a different pasuk, where it says, im he'ochel ye'ochel, which is the source of this halacha b'shlam of chutzlis manai, what we call pigul, that if someone's going to eat it, which we say means a machshav of eating it, by yom ha-shlishi, on the third day, that's ze chutzlis manai, that's beyond the time of when you're allowed to eat a carbon shlam. Then the pasuk continues, lo yechashav, it's not going to be counted for him, and the pasuk says, pigul, that it's going to be pigul. Which that's superfluous. What's they're coming to teach? Coming to teach, zeh chutz l'mkoymei. That's coming to teach the halacha of also having a machshava of eating it beyond the space where you're allowed to have it. Now, since the pasuk equates the two of them, so we learn that one from the other, and although, well, how could you learn that one from the other? That's what known as halacha as imashib and al-hekesh. You can't refute, even though there would seem to be something on logic that it shouldn't be compared, but since the Torah compares them, so therefore we see that they're the same, and just like bechatoy sapanimis, there's a psul, not pigle, but invalidating factor of chutzes manai, so too there's going to be bechutzim kaimer. Continuing on this opinion of Reb Shimon, the Gemara says as follows, Amar Rava. He says, Im tim tzaloimer, if you're going to say, Reb Shimon, who is saying his halacha, that halacha that's not necessary, we're saying chatos apnimis, it is necessary, so then it is going to be possible to machshava shel lishma, but generally halacha is not necessary, so it's not possible machshava shel lishma. So he says, however, following understanding. If you say Reb Shimon Sabla Kibre holds like his son Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Dama that he says later on the second paragraph of Chaf Med Aleph, the following idea, he says, Bein Ulam Ul Mizbeach. In the northern part of the Azara, which the Mizbeach is in between the north and the south of the Azara, when one is walking in from the opening of the Azara, walking towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards the Heichel and the Ulam, to his right is the north, to his left is the south, and in the middle of that is the Mizbeach. So the area between the antechamber, which is the Ulam, the opening into the Heichel, into the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mizbeach, now, he's in the northern part of the Azara, however, it doesn't really interpret what the Pasuk says for certain Karbanos, like the Karban Oila, Al Yerech HaMizbeach, on the thigh of the Mizbeach, which sounds like it has to be on the northern side of the Mizbeach. Now, if one is between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, although in the northern part of the Azara, he's really on the western part of the Mizbeach, which is the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Still, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon says that that's considered Safin. It's considered the northern part of the Azara regarding the obligation of slaughtering Kachi Kachim in the north. So it says Rava, if Reb Shimon holds like his son, then Eimach Shava Me'elas by Lochas Chatois Apanimis, then even regarding this that we said that there's going to be an invalidating Machshava of the transportation of the inner Chatois, as we said, not for pigle, but even to invalidate it, that's limited Elamet Pesach Ulam Ulefnim, only from the entry, from the opening of the antechamber and inside. Meaning, if he has in mind, when he's transporting the blood from where he slaughtered it until he gets to the antechamber, because he has to go inside to put on the Mizbeach Hasav, he has to go inside the Heichel, meaning walk through the antechamber and get into the Heichel, whatever machshava he has from where he slaughtered it all the way till he gets into the Ulam, that's not a machshava. Because, as Reb Shimon's opinion is, you don't have to do this halacha. Why not? Because you could slaughter it right by the entryway of the Ulam. Now, as Rashi points out, whereas if Reb Shimon would hold like Reb Yesi, who disagrees with the blood of Reb Shimon, and he says that no, the north of where you have to slaughter the Karban Oila and all other Kachi Kachim are only from the wall of the Mizbeach on its northern part to the northern wall of the Azara, then this is an avodah that you cannot nullify, because Chatas needs to be slaughtered in the north, just like it says in the Pasuk, B'makom ha'shetish chata oila, and wherever you slaughter the Karban Oila, and the Oila has to be slaughtered in the north. And if you held like Reb Yesi, well, the north is not between the Ulam and Mizbeach, because it has to be not just the northern part of the Azara, but the northern part of the Mizbeach. But if he holds like his son, Reb Elazar, then any thought he has up until he gets into the Ulam is not invalidating, because that halacha you don't have to do, because you could slaughter, according to Reb Elazar, right there, bin Ulam and Mizbeach. Moreover, v'imtem tzalei mesavola, and if you can say Reb Shimon holds Kreb Yehuda, Dama that he says later on, Perek Kachar Kachar, Mdapna Tassim and Aleph, that Toich Azara, that all the, in the area of the courtyard, meaning the entire floor of the Azara, in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, is Mekadish, that it's sanctified, that one could actually sacrifice the fats that have to be slaughtered, that have to be sacrificed in the Mizbeach, like the altar itself. Like it says in the Pasuk, Bayemahu Kiddush HaMelech Es Teich HaChatz. It says that that day the king sanctified the entire area of the courtyard, which Abraisa later on teaches that Rebbe Yehuda holds it's literally like that. That like the whole floor of the Azara has the halacha like the Mizbeach itself. So according to that, then Eimach Shava Me'elis, then a thought of Shalei Lishma would not take effect according to Rebbe Shimon, B'Hilochis Siluk Bezichim. Regarding the transportation of the removal of the spoonfuls of frankincense, which were on the lechem upon them by the 12 showbreads, which they are what's called the matirnes alechem. They permit the consumption of the bread like the way the blood of a carbon permits the meat of the carbon to be eaten, or like how the kmitza, the fistful of a mincha permits the remnants of the flour to be eaten, which thus the breads become pigul if one has a machshava by any of the avoda of the bezichin. Now, the reason for that is because they're the matirin, just like the blood is the matirin of the basar, and therefore the pigul is in the blood. So what Rav is saying is, which before he said a ramification, Reb Shimon's opinion regarding the chatois apnimis, now he says a ramification regarding his opinion of unnecessary halicha is not considered halicha for psul, regarding the siddik bezichin. That if Reb Shimon holds it to be huda, so then a machshava of halacha is not going to take effect to invalidate by the bezichin, elamit pesach heichel ulechutz, only from when he gets to the entryway of the opening of the heichel, meaning he's walking from the shulchan, which is inside the heichel, that machshava is not going to be invalidating until he gets to the entry of the heichel, until he leaves the exit of the ulam, which is a small area from the opening of the heichel. And then there's the heichel is a sanctuary. Then there's the ulam, which is the antechamber. Each doorway has a space too. So only the only time you can invalidate the bezichin, the lechem apanim, when you have a machshava by the bezichin, is from the entryway of the heichel until he gets out of the ulam and gets to the floor of the azar that's in front of him. Now the reason for that is because the entire heichel doesn't help an invalidating thought of Shalai Lishma, because the whole entire heichel is appropriate, if need be, to have the shulchan there to put on the showbreads all the way up until the entry of the heichel. So that's not considered an area that's necessary to do halacha, because the shulchan can be all the way at the entrance of the heichel. Now, however, the ulam, the antechamber, at this point the Gemara assumes, is like the azara for that. You can't put the shulchan over there. Now, however, from the ulam and outside, it's also not going to help a machshava v'halacha, because you could sacrifice the bezichin right there on the floor, right when you walk out of the Beis HaMikdash if you want to, because like we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the entire azara is considered the mizbeach. So it comes out, the transporting until the sacrifice of the frankincense on the mizbeach was unnecessary. So it's only from the opening of the heichel to when you get out of the Beis HaMikdash. Moreover, and a step further, now, if he holds, which is a discussion elsewhere, that do we consider the antechamber the same level of sanctity as the heichel or not? If he holds that it's the same, then there would not be any invalidating thought of shalai lishma, of pigul, elamit pesach ulam alachutz, only from the entryway of the ulam going out. In other words, the 5 amas of the thickness of the wall of the entryway of the ulam, because the space of the antechamber itself, there it doesn't help. Because that we're saying he holds is like inside, like the heichel itself. And in the heichel itself is, you can have the shulchan wherever you want. So you can even have the shulchan in the ulam, according to the Gemara at this point now. Now, moreover, out of the entryway, it also doesn't help, because you could sacrifice it right there. So it's only from the space of the entryway of the ulam, go till it gets out, that's the only space. In the wall space, in the doorway space of the ulam, that's the only space. Now continues the Gemara of Imtim, so let me take a Pesach Kilafnim. And if you say that the space of the doorway, the entryway of the ulam, is like the area that's in the ulam itself, then a machshava me'elas, then there's not machshava that's going to help even there, because you could have the shulchan even over there. A Philip Siachas, even one step is not going to be invalidating. El mechdeh hashatus yadi, only for the stretching out of his hand, where if let's say he's standing by the Pesach Ulam and he stretches out his hand to put the bezichin onto the floor, that's a halacha, and that's where the machshava is going to help to invalidate it. But regarding any walking there is not necessary, because even the entryway is like the heichel, and that's an unnecessary halicha, because you can have the shulchan right there. And when you walk out, it's also unnecessary, because you can sacrifice right there. You don't have to walk to the mizbeach. Only the stretching out the hand from the inside to the outside. But then the Gemara continues even more. And if you're going to say that he holds that transporting not by foot is not considered transportation, as we'll see the discussion later on, then a machshava me'elas klal. Then there's no opportunity to invalidate at all with a machshava by the siddik bezichin, because stretching out the hand is transporting not by foot, and that's not considered a halacha. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not going to have, according to if he says like all these different opinions, these imtim zolemas, you're not going to have any invalidating thoughts ever at all by the siddik bezichin by its halacha. Now, getting on this topic of halacha, which was the unique feature of Reb Shimon's opinion, that he said that generally it's not going to be a psul of shayla shema because it's not necessary, at least by chatos chatzayin, is to have halacha. Omli Abayla Amorid Rav Chizda. Abayi said to the interpreter of Rav Chizda, Boi minim Rav Chizda, ask Rav Chizda the following question. Halacha bezar maha. What's the halacha? Is a non-kayin allowed to transport the blood? We know that a zar could do the shechita. He cannot do kabbal, he cannot do zrika. What's the halacha with halacha? So Amalei, so Rav Chizda responded, Kshera, is valid. Umikru misayeni, and the pasuk in Divrei Yom HaBeis supports me. It says in the pasuk, and the gear says, Vayishechtu ha-pesach, they slaughtered the carbon pesach, Vayizriku ha-kahanim meyadim, and the kahanim sprayed the blood from their hands. Whose hands? Who was mentioned just before? Those who slaughtered the carbon pesach. Now, to slaughter, non-kahanim are valid. And it sounds like the pasuk is saying that the non-kahanim, although they can't do Kabbalah, so they slaughtered, the Kahanim received it, and then, ultimately, the Kahanim who are spraying it, sprayed it from the hands of the ones who slaughtered. Why? Because the non-Kahanim went and took it from the ones who received the blood, and they transported it to the Kahanim who were spraying. So you see, halacha is kosher bizar. And v'halavim afshitim, and the levim, they went, they flayed the animal, but we see that the actual halacha is kosher by a non-kohen. And that muscle of Rav Sheshet, that's from the following Braisa on Rav Chizda. The Braisa says clearly, Zar, a non-Kayan, which the halacha that we need, Va'inen, and also someone whose relatives passed away that day, who's also invalid to do the Avaida, as Ketin Tamid Beis, Shikr, someone that's intoxicated with wine, Ubalmum, someone that has a blemish, B'Kabbalah, regarding receiving the blood, B'Halacha, transporting the blood, B'Zrika, spraying the blood, Pasul are invalid, so too even someone that is kosher, but if he's sitting or is with his left hand, it's going to be invalid. So you see, it said zar, but halacha is pasul. So the Gemara, tuyuf, it's a refutation of Rav Chizda. So ask the Gemara, but Rav Chizda, krokama, he brought a pasuk. What do we do with that pasuk? It seems to say that a zar is kosher by halacha. Says the Gemara, no, the Ovid Maisa Itzdava. In interpreting that pasuk, the non-kayin was acting like a platform, just standing in its place. The non-Kayin was next to the Kayin who received the blood. The one who received, the Kayin who received the blood gave it to the Tzar, to the non-Kayin, and he held it there until the Kayin who was going to spray it took it from his hands. But the non-Kayin, the Tzar, did not bring it closer to the Mizbeach, not by foot, and not by stretching out his hand. He would just stood there like a platform, and he had the vessel in his hand, so therefore he didn't do any halacha. That's why it wasn't possible. But truthfully, to have the halacha of halacha cannot be with a zar. It's actually possible with a zar. Now the Gemara actually says, Rabbi Rav Yisuf Damar Tavayu, they say this halacha of halacha bazar, transporting with a non-kayin, is machlekes Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Why? So the Gemara explains, like we mentioned this opinion just before. Rabbi Shimon da Amar Avoyde She'ev Shel Levat Lelav Avoyde, he, according to Rabbi Shimon, who he says, that a service that could be nullified, that's not a service, because he said the reason why there's no Shalom Lashma B'Halacha is because it's not integral, so K'shei Bazar. So it's going to be valid by Zar, because that's not an integral Avoyde, just like Shechita. The Rabbanan psula, but according to Rabbanan, it's going to be invalid. Like they said, that they said halacha generally is going to be psula shalal lishma, even though you can be mevatlet. So to hear, it's going to be possible. On this interpretation, only Abaya asked to them, but vashchita, but how can you say that that's the relationship in this halacha, that whatever is not going to have a psula shalal lishma is going to be kasha by zar, but you have shchita, the slaughtering of a carbon. Where there it's the inverse. There it's a service, it cannot be nullified, you have to do shechita. It's one of the integral avoidas. Uksher bazar. And there it's valid to be done by non-kohen. So obviously you see that the reason is not contingent on that. In other words, you cannot resolve from the Rabbanan that because they hold that halacha is something that cannot be nullified, so therefore it's going to be possible by Zar. Because if that would be the case, then slaughtering, which is not possibly to be nullified, should be possible by Zar. But we know the shechita is kasher bazar. So, Amalei, they said to him, no, it's not a good question. Keshchita lav avaydihi. Slaughtering is not an act of service. How do we know that? From the fact that the Torah permits it to be done by all those who are invalid to do avayda. But something which is an avayda, and you cannot nullify, then yes, it would be possible by a zar. So therefore, the relation that we're saying does make sense. If it's something that could be nullified, then it's not an avayda. And it's going to be kosher bazar. Something that can be not be nullified and is also navaida in contrast to shechita, yes, would be possible bazar, but shechita is kasher bazar because it's not considered navaida. That is the Gemara v'loy. Shechita is not considered navaida and it's kasher bazar. V'amr b'zeir amarav, he says, shchitas parah, the slaughtering of the paraduma, the red heifer, bizar psula, it's invalid with a non-kohen. And v'amr rav Allah, Rav said to explain this halacha, why is it invalid? Because Allah zer v'chuk uksiv ba. It says in the pasuk, by the slaughtering of the paraduma, it says you should give it to Allah zer ha-kohen and he'll slaughter it. And it says by the paraduma, chuka. Now wherever it says chuka, it means to say it's ma'akib, it has to be done by someone like Allah zer, who's a kohen, and not by a zar. So how can you say that shchit is kasha bizar? Says the Gemara, Shani Para, the halacha of the paradum was different. The kache bedik abayisi. It's a different sanctity. It's not kache mizbeach. It's not something that is a regular carbon. It's actually considered the sanctity with that of the temple treasury. There, it has different halachas, and therefore there, yeah, it might be possible bazaar, but by regular shchit, it's actually kasha bazaar, and that's because it's not an avayda, and therefore you can't prove and disprove our halacha that we're comparing the halacha, machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan, to saying that we want to say Reb Shimon would say it's kasha bazaar, and Rabbanan would say it's going to be possible bazaar. But on this answer, the Gemara asked, v'lav kol dekeinu? But isn't it a kosh kein? Isn't it a kavah chaymer? You're telling me that the slaughtering by paraduma, which is a lower level sanctity, just a bedek abayis, that it's considered a service, and then it's going to be possible bazaar. What kachim is bech lava vaydi? But when you do the same act by a carbon, which is a higher level sanctity, that's not going to be avayda, and it's going to be kasha bazaar. So that the Gemara says, yes, I'm Rav Sheisha Bari Davidi. Midi to have a maris nagayim. It's just like we find by the appearance of a nega, the lava vaydihi. It's not something, it's a regular mitzvah that does it. It's not an act of service. And yet a bayi kuhuna, you need a kohen to see the nega to declare it tame or tar. So therefore, we could say the same thing over here. The reason why by paraduma, it's going to be possible bizarre by the shechita, it's not because it's not vayda, because it's not kedushas mizbeach. Rather, it's just a monetary sanctity like kacha bedek abayis. So obviously, the reason why it's possible, it's not because we see, oh, shechit is considered an act of service of an avoda. Rather, it's a gzeris hakasiv. But regarding kacha mizbech, where there the parameters are that of avoda, shechit is not considered significant of an avoda, and therefore we could say that it's going to be kasha bizar, and therefore there's no refutation like Abai wanted to say regarding being toiled in the tam of being an avoid shev shlevatla or not regarding the halacha of halacha bazar between Shimon Rabbanan to disprove from shchita, because shchita is different, shchita is not an avoid. However, the Gemara continues and asks, but you want to say that the psul of zaris will be contingent if it's considered an integral avoid or not. You want to say, according to Shimon, the halacha is not integral, it's actually kasha bazar to do the halacha sadam. That is the Gemara halachas evarm lekevish. Regarding transporting the limbs, besides the avodah with the dam, the limbs that are sacrificed in the mizbech have to be transported to the ramp to be taken up to the mizbech. The avodah she'ev shalavat lehi, where it's a service that doesn't have to be done, it could be nullified because if a person wants to, they could flay it and cut it up into pieces right next to the mizbech. So it doesn't have to be transported to the mizbech. And yet, upsul bazar, it's still invalid by a non-kayin. Like it says in the pasuk of Yikra, the hikrav ha-kohen is hakol, the hikter ha-mizbech. The kohen brings all of it there and sacrifices the mizbech. V'amamar, the master said, what's this pasuk referring to? Bring it near. So hiloch is evram lekevish, is bringing the limbs to the ramp, and you see it has to be done by a kohen. But you said before that anything that's an avodah shev shlevatla, which only according to Shimon hilocha is, then it's going to be kasher bazar. So then why do we find hilocha evram lemizbeach that it's possible bazar if it's avodah shev shlevatla? Says the Gemara, that's not difficult. Hecha de gali gali. Wherever the Torah reveals, it reveals. So by the transporting of the limbs with the Torah revealed, it has to be done by a kohen. So yeah, okay, there you need a kohen. But vehecha de la gali, where the Torah did not reveal, like by the transporting of the blood, the Torah didn't tell us that it needs to be a kohen. So then according to Reb Shimon, that it's efshel levat lo, you're not going to need a kohen. So our svara still is maintained. There it's a gzeres hakasav. And that has to come up, but v'lav the kol dekenu, but isn't it a kol shekein? Umah ha'ilocha zivram lekevish, if transporting the limbs to the ramp. Where, what are they transporting? The limbs. Limbs are things, dilema akva kapara. They're not withholding the atonement. The atonement is in the blood. The limbs and certain sacrificial parts, it's part of the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akav the kapara. And yet still, by kuhuna, still its transportation requires a kayin, so loch is down the ma'akva kapar, so the transporting of the blood, which is with the validity of the atonement depends on it. Loy koshkin isn't a koshkin, that for sure you're going to need a kayin, and therefore you can't tell me that Rabbi Shimon would hold that loch is down is going to be kasha bazar. If loch is ivarm, everyone agrees it's possible bazar, for sure loch is down. I think Gemara says, it menami, so too it was taught that Amar Ulam Rebelaza, that he says, you're right, halacha bizar pesula afal Rebbe Shimon. That even Rebbe Shimon would agree that although he says that by halacha, As he says in our Mishnah, it's not going to invalidate a machshava of shalei lishma, and the reason why is because the permissibility of the carbon is not contingent on it, because you don't have to do halacha, and therefore it's not considered devar hamavim de'achil, like we learned to achil, that the machshava of psul only comes from things which bring to the permissibility of consumption. But ultimately, like the Gemara is coming out, still he considers it an avoida, an act of service, and therefore it will be invalid to be done by a zar. So although machshava shelo lishma will not work by halacha, but Rav Shimon agrees that, and as we said, it's even a kol shekein from halacha zeh from lekevish, that it has to be with a kayin, because it is ultimately an avoida and not by a zar. Now, Ibai Lord, the following question, continuing on this halacha of halacha, which we mentioned in passing before, halacha shaloi beregel, transporting not by foot, Shema Halacha, is that considered transportation, which has a few ramifications, some of them being that according to the Rabbanan, having a Machshava Shlo Lishma would invalidate it? Or if, let's say, if a non-Kohen does it, would be invalid? Eloi Shema Halacha. Or do we say, no, since he didn't transport it by foot, even though he did it by hand, that's not considered Halacha, and therefore, if, let's say, he had a Machshava at that time, it's not a Machshava in Avaydi, because that's not considered Halacha. Says the Gemara Tashma, let's prove from the following Brice. It says, quoted this price before, v'chein yoshev v'chein smol pasal, that so too, if it's the transportation is what he's doing when he's sitting, or he does it with his left hand, it's going to be invalid. Now the inference is, it's only if he was sitting. But ha'oimed, but if he was standing, meaning he was not transporting, but he only transported by hand, meaning dumi d'yeshev. He's doing what a sitting person would do, but he's doing it standing. Instead of sitting, just like a sitting person is obviously not moving because he's sitting, however he's transporting must be by hand. So when he's sitting, it's pasul. But it sounds like if he's standing, similar to sitting, then kasher, it'd be kasher, obviously, because although he's only doing by hand, it's going to be considered a halacha. So you say halacha, shalei beregel, shema halacha. So think more, no. Dilma yeshiv, maybe when we said it's pasul when he's sitting, is not just that he didn't move at all. The kashayif meshiv, it's where he drags himself, albeit from a sitting position, towards the mizbeach. That's possible because you have to be standing. Oimid, now then when we make the inference that regarding standing, that it's going to be kosher, dum yedayeshiv, similar to sitting, is denied portas, where he shakes his, he shuffles his feet a little bit, well that's literally moving, and there it's going to be kosher. So we have no raya halacha shlebi regal, shema halacha, because it has an actual moving to it. So the Gemara says, Tashem, let's bring a raya from Mishnah Masechtim Pesachim. It says, Shachid Yisrael v'kibul kayin. Regarding the carbon Pesach, there were many, the whole Jewish people had to bring carbon Pesach. So what they would do is, a non-kayin would slaughter the carbon, and the kayin would receive the blood. And then that kayin would be nice, and the chavei would give it to his fellow kayin, as the teachers over there, that they would make rows and rows of gehanim, the chaver lechaver, and he would pass it to him, and so on, until they brought all the blood, till it got all the way to the mizbech, and then the kohen near the mizbech would throw the blood, and they would send the empty vessel back. So you see, that although the kohen were not moving, they're just passing it by hand, we see that that qualifies for halacha, halacha shlei beregel is considered halacha. So the Gemara, no, hasam nami denai deported. There also, each kohen shuffles a bit, so he did move. So then the Maikam Ashur answer, what's the Chiddush? If it's not teaching us Halacha Biyad, what's the novelty in saying that each one passes to the other one? Just that Berevam Hadras Melech, like the Pasuk says, that in the multitude of people is the glory of the king. It's telling us that they specifically had Menachem working on it to show a great honor to the king, and that's what it's teaching, but not Halacha Shalei Beregel, that it's Shema Halacha. Moses Toshima, let's bring another Rav, a mission later on the Vlamed Bezim and Aleph, says, Kibul HaKasher B'Nasan L'Apostle. Let's say a valid Kayan, a valid person that could do the Avodah receives the blood, and B'Nasan L'Apostle, then he gives it to someone that's invalid to do the Avodah. So, says the Mishnah, Yachzal HaKasher, he has to give it back to the valid Kayan, to the one who gave it to him. Which, that teaches us two halachas. One, is that A, it did not become Apostle, the fact that it was interrupted in its active service by being given to someone that's invalid. It doesn't disqualify it, just not qualifying, you have to give it back, but it doesn't disqualify the sequence. Another halacha that it teaches us is that this halacha that the kasher kohen did not by foot, because he only just passed it by hand to the non-kosher kohen, who is standing there on the side of Mizbech, that wasn't done valid. It's not considered a valid halacha, loishma halacha, because it tells us that he has to give it back to the one who gave it to him. You got to go ahead and do it over. It wasn't a good halacha. Now, if you say halacha shalei beregel shma halacha, why do you have to give it back to the kohen who gave it to him? Why can't another kosher kohen come and take it from him and continue the leg to go to the Mizbech? Now, obviously, we can't have that puzzle stretch it out to the kohen, but just let him just sit there like a platform and let the next kohen take it from him. Obviously, you see, halacha shlebi regel is loishma halacha. Says the Gemara, no, Ema say that the way you should read the Mishnah is, Yachzer HaKasher, let then they go continue the Kasher Kayin that's by the side of the Mizbeach, Vikabla, and receive it, meaning take it from the hand of the Pasul of Kayin and continue it. Because actually the Halacha of the first Kayin, who was Kasher, actually was valid. Because Halacha Shlabi Regal, we could say, Ishma Halacha. So the Gemara concludes, Itmar was said, Omar Ulam, Rabbi Yechanan Halacha Shaloi Beregel, transporting not by foot, Loishma Halacha, is not considered a valid Halacha, and therefore it's not valid to fulfill the obligation of Halacha that way. And moreover, if there's a Makshav of Shaloi Lishma, or Pigal by the Halacha, if it wasn't done by foot, it's not going to be considered Pigal. Halacha is only if it's done, according to Rabbi Yechanan, by foot.